morning. Welcome to the guests. Say the daily halacha. So we're talking about the halachas of a person having to wash his hands for, not in the context necessarily for tefillah, but during the day, a person touches parts of his body which are normally covered, or a person touches his shoes, we spoke about. So a person has to wash his hands. So what are these halachas relevant to? So the first thing it's relevant to is the question of, is a person allowed to say a bracha, or a person allowed to learn without washing his hands? So the halacha is a person should not say a bracha or learn without washing his hands. However, let's say a person's in the middle of learning and he touches one of these places, he scratches his head. We spoke about that example. This person scratches into the scalp, or a person touches the parts of the body which are normally covered. Since it would be considered bittul tara, it's an issue of bittul tara to go find water to wash, he can cleanse his hands with something which can cleanse the hands. So rubbing the hand which touched, you don't have to rub both hands, but the hand which touched, if it's only one, if it's both, you have to do both, and something which would cleanse it is sufficient. So what are examples of something which can cleanse the hands? So wiping on a cloth is sufficient. You have to make sure you wipe every part of the hand, not just the point of the hand which touched, but the whole hand. You have to make sure that you would rub it against the cloth, and that would take away any of the zuama, any of this uncleanliness which is there, and would allow you to continue to learn or to say or to daven. If a person does have an option, by davening situation, he has an option of, he should try and be careful not to touch these things that are davening. But if he does, if he has an option of washing his hands, he should wash his hands. He should not rely on midat menachi. In Milushman Esrei, where that's not an option, he would rely on this idea of cleansing his hands with a cloth or something of that sort. So, that being said, we suggest strongly to a person who's saying a bracha or middle of a meal or learning, they should try to be careful with their hands. Keep an idea that their hands should not touch these places and do these things in order to not have an issue of interruption, etc., which would require us to wash our hands. Have a good morning.